Masechet Avot Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod. Mishnah says, Hu haya omer, bi Hanina ben Dosa used to say as well, Kol sheruach habiriyot noha hemeno, ruach hamakom noha hemeno. Anybody with who people are pleased from, Hashem will be pleased from as well. When a person who's a Torah scholar, and he talks nicely, he's honest, he's looked at as a moral person, people are going to look at him and say, ah, he's like that because of the Torah that he learned. They're going to praise him. They're going to praise his Torah teachers, his rabbis, his family. And they're eventually going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source for all of this. And it must be that Hashem's Torah teaches the following details. And that is an example of a Kiddush Hashem, a sanctification of the name of Hashem. And therefore, if people are pleased with this person, Hashem will be pleased with him as well. And anybody with who people are not pleased because they witness his immoral actions, he doesn't act correctly, he's not an honest person, and they're going to look at the failings of this individual who's supposed to be a representative of Torah and say, ah, this is him, he must get it from the Torah. And that's in a chilul Hashem, a person desecrating the name of God. So if they look at him bad, they're going to look at the source of the Torah of Hashem in a negative light as well, lo alenu. Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkunus omer, Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkunus would teach, shena shel shahrit, sleeping late in the morning, where a person would miss the time of Kiryat Shema, v'yayin shel sahurayim, drinking wine in the afternoon, v'sihat hayeladim, playing with children in an obsessive way, too much, v'yishivat batei knesiyot shel amei ha'aretz, or sitting in gathering spots of ignorant people, motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam, remove a person out of this world in terms of his accomplishment with religiosity and Torah knowledge and spirituality. These types of actions are absorbing, they could draw a person in, and therefore he may spend too much time doing them and he's going to neglect what he's here for, which is Torah and Tefillah. A person who's waking up late in the morning missed the whole morning. The whole morning is supposed to be dedicated to Talmud Torah before a person goes out to work. If he's drinking in the afternoon, drinking makes a person drowsy, and he's going to be sleepy, and he's not going to be diligent in his Torah knowledge after he works. If he's playing with his children too much, of course a person should spend time with his family and have a good time with them, but if he spends all of his days doing that, the person is missing out on the purpose of life, which is Torah. And also sitting with Amei Ha'aretz, who are talking gossip and talking about nonsense and politics, a person is going to get absorbed in that conversation and he's going to allow the time to just keep on moving and he's going to miss that precious time for Talmud Torah. So a person who does all of this, he's taking himself out of this world by not focusing on his spirituality, not focusing on growth. So a person should stay away from these activities in excess.